we have enough time, I think, probably to bring back Jason, ask him to play a few more songs, if he's still here. I'll bet you he is.
I
figured the voice from the shadows would jump in here. So that's cool. And by the way, I told you I was about Michael Feinstein. I've been wanting to get him on the air for years. And I've got friends who know him, a good friend who knows him. And she said, after we get done with the pandemic, I'll write him because I know he'd love to do it. And then I've got another friend who had him on about 2 months ago because he has a new album out about country. I forgot what it's called. It's not Feinstein Does Country, but it's a country related song. Gershwin Country, I think, is what it's called. And so we're going to write him, and all expectations are is that he loves doing stuff like this. And we'll have him on. And I can't wait because I've been following him for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So more later. So have you thought about what you might like to close with? Play a couple songs for us and we'll see what we got.
First, you asked about Michael Feinstein doing some pieces, and I thought of the first album, which was a gift to me when I was probably 11 or 12, was the album called Remember Michael Sings the Songs of Irving Berlin. And these were songs I hadn't heard before, and even now, I remember the melodies more than I remember the lyrics. So I'm going to do a fun thing where I'm using my computer to read the lyrics as I sing the song.
That's not fun. That's courageous.
Well, it is courageous, but it is rather fun too, because it's amazing. There are so many pieces I know the melody to, but I don't know the lyrics always, because lyrics tend to be a little harder for me to come by, or in my mind anyway, than the melody. The melody is a cinch for me. I'm going to try to combine these two pieces into one. And they're fun little pieces. I didn't know Irving Berlin wrote them until I saw the title of the album. And I'm combining a piece called, where's my cursor here? Let Me Sing and I'm Happy, which is so appropriate for me. And the other is, hold on, switch tabs.
I think Al Jolson sang that song. For a while. Let Me Sing, I'm Happy.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not Switch Tabs. He didn't sing that one, no.
Didn't Switch Tabs, yeah.
Nope.
Okay. And of course, my tabs are not cooperating here. What Chance Have I with Love? That's the other one. So I'm going to try to combine these and see what happens. What care I who makes the laws of a nation? Let those who take care of its rights and wrongs. What care I who cares for the world's affairs? As long as I can sing its popular song. Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy, so happy. Let me sing a sad refrain of broken hearts that cried in vain. And if my song can start you crying, I'm happy. Let me croon a low-down blues to get you out of your seat. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, of cotton fields and mammy arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy.
Wow.
of course, this is the part where my tabs don't cooperate. Ah, here we go. Love is beautiful, love is swell. Love is as sweet as a nut. Love is grander than tongue can tell. Love is remarkable, but look at what it did to Anthony. It made a fool out of Anthony. If love could do that to Anthony, what chance have I with love? Look at what it did to Romeo. It dealt poor Romy an awful blow. If love could do that to Romeo, what chance have I with love? Look at what it did to Samson. If a hair... till he lost his hair, he was born. If a haircut could weaken Samson, they could murder me with a shave. Look at what it did to Bonaparte. He lost his head when he lost his heart. If he kicked over the apple cart, what chance have I, an ordinary guy? What chance have I with love? Let me croon a low-down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my song could reach your shoes and start your tap in your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, of Mammy's arms and lover's arms. And if my song could make you homesick, I'm happy.
Wow. Okay, fun that, stuff.
That did involve courage.
Yes, it did. And remembering words.
Remembering words and switching tabs while I'm trying to play and keep things going. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Like,
you had the fun of going through it with me.
Yep, I did. And I had not heard the second song. The first one I'd heard, but I had not heard the second one before.
Oh, very good.
So I love this stuff. Longtime friend of mine once said, I don't know where he got it from, but he said, when you're looking at music and you're looking at life, the good Lord never subtracts the time that you spend with music. And it's so true.
Oh, yeah.
It's so true. Really cool quote.
I love that.
Yeah, I do too. So you can have it. You can steal it. That's fine.
Okay. another piece I'm thinking, I don't know how many more pieces. I mean, I can just keep going. One of the conversations we had in the past is how interesting the verses are that aren't as often heard as just the refrain that comes with the piece. And I was looking over some pieces, and I didn't realize Moonglow had a verse to it, and I thought it would be fun to do that on the on the program today.
Yeah.
Like a person who hasn't any country, like someone coming from Mars, I went around all alone, like a rolling stone, till I read a message in the stars. It must have been Moonglow, way up in the blue. It must have been Moonglow that led me straight to you. still hear you saying, dear, come to me fast. And I keep on praying, Lord, please let this last. We seem to fart out through the air. Heavenly sounds coming from everywhere. Whenever I see moon glow way up in the blue, I know I'll be remembered. Heavenly sounds coming from everywhere. And now, when I see moon glow way up in the blue, I'll always remember that moon.
I'd heard the chorus. I'd never heard the verse.
Me neither.
I love it when I don't know verses that I didn't even know there were verses.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, I love that too.
Yeah.
Special stuff.
We probably got about maybe two more because I'm going to try and get people out of here by 8 our time.
Alrighty.
Okay.
I'm going to do an older piece called A Dreamer's Holiday because I'm thinking about how much I love to travel. And it's cost prohibitive these days, and it's just still a strange scene, but we can always use our imaginations to do it.
This is a cool song.
Yeah,
I like
it
this
is.
Song.
I love this one, too. Climb aboard a butterfly and take off on the breeze. Let your worries flutter by and do the things you please. Where the platter and dollar bills are falling off of trees on a dreamer's holiday. Every day for breakfast there's a dish of scrambled stars, and for luncheon you'll be munching rainbow candy bars. You'll be living a la mode on Jupiter and Mars on a dreamer's holiday. Make it a long vacation, time there is plenty of. You need no reservations, just bring along the one you love. Protect yourself from happiness and sprinkle it with mirth. Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all you're worth. You'll be thumping, thumping land, you'll get back down to earth from a dreamer's holiday. Time there is plenty of. You need no reservations, darling, just bring around the one you love. Pipe yourself with happiness and sprinkle it with mirth. Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all you're worth. You'll be living breakfast, but I'm with all the lyrics gone out of my head. From a dreamer's holiday, from a dreamer's holiday.
I love it. That's what happens. Oh, that's funny.
Dreaming a little bit because I forgot the lyrics.
I used to make up stuff like that when that happened. I would sing half a song and I'd forget it and I'd just make up stuff and it was funnier than the actual lyrics.
Yes.
Because you got to fill with something till you remember the lyrics, and generally
that's
you do.
Right. I actually won a contest doing that. People went so nuts because I just admitted right in the middle of the song, I forgot the words, and they just went nuts. It was so funny. Oh, goodness.
Good stuff. Well, after you've been singing for like 6 or 7 hours, you know, and then they want you to sing some more, and you turn to the guys and say, I got one more left.
I got one more left.
And then that's their cue to say, okay, we're done. And when you sing one more, and then you go. So we got about maybe time for one more.
Great. Well, this is one that I feel is very appropriate for tonight, hearing all the wonderful memories and hearing the awards being bestowed upon the recipients and memories being shared. I think this is a perfect one, and I hope you enjoy it. It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio telephone and the movies that we know may be just passing fancies and in time may go, but oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here. But, oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time, the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here. Oh, it's very clear, our love is here to stay.
Wow, what a cool way to end the banquet. Thank you. Well done. Nice.
My pleasure.
And we loved it. Everybody loved having you. Thank you. It's been fun. And it's a chance for me to hear these good old songs.
Yeah.
I love it.
Me too. Good stuff. You couldn't tell. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good stuff. We enjoyed it.
Thank you.
So we have enough time. I'll do a little announcement here right at the end. But Lisa, if you're ready, we talked about earlier on, talked about having you do a door prize. And if you're available and ready, we'll do that and then we'll close.
I'm ready.
All right.
So do we have time maybe to do a couple?
Sure we do.
Okay. Let's do the first one, $25 Amazon gift card given by Silicon Valley. Let's spin the wheel. I just don't know if I want to give this winner his prize. Gabe Griffith.
Aw, thank you.
I know him.
I don't.
Me too.
You now
what
have
is,
money.
What has she won, Johnny?
Gabe, you now have money to go buy your exercise bands.
Oh, good.
Very cool. I'll sell you one of mine.
They'll have to go with the next order because the exercise bands are already scheduled for tomorrow's delivery.
Ah.
Let's do another one. This one is going to be given by Kahlua, $25.
There goes the wheel.
And this winner is Connie Skeen. Congratulations.
Hey. Oh, good. Cool.
All right, Connie.
Let's go ahead.
I know her.
Yeah.
Let's close out Saturday night with $50 that was given by CCB. Let me shuffle really good for this one. And the winner is Christine Bailey.
Yay!
Call in user one. Absolutely.
I know her.
Very nice. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
And in the time we have left, just a couple of seconds, most of you will remember before the pandemic, we used to have sort of a happy hour on Fridays. And Gabe would host it for CCB. And a lot of us would get in there long about 5 o'clock and we'd stay till 7:30. And we'd just talk and maybe consume a beverage of choice or maybe more than one. Had a great time. And we'd hear people making drinks. It was cool. I learned to be a bartender by listening to all that. But we stopped. Yeah, we stopped after a while. And somebody, I forgot now who, said, we need to bring that back. And John Ross volunteered to sort of host it. I guess it's being done through his Zoom line initially, but tonight it's being done through Zoom's pre-convention Zoom line. So if you have that link, great. If you don't, Sarah will be sending it out shortly. Give us about 10 minutes to turn things over. Some of us we haven't been out of this room for 2 or 3 hours and we need to go desperately do that. So give us a few minutes and then we are going to do a hospitality segment where we can get together and chat and make all kinds of noise and nobody can be heard Oh, well. But John Ross is sponsoring
that. It'll be just like getting into the hospitality room together at a
convention, absolutely, which I'm looking forward to. So give us a few minutes. Sarah will be sending out the link. So if you haven't received it yet, don't call us. Just wait. It'll get there. Okay? And a big thank you to everybody. I was happy to be asked to do this again, and we had a great deal of fun. And I didn't know how long it was going to go, but everybody did well, and we all did well. We had a great time, and that's what this was all about. And tomorrow we have our business meeting, 9 o'clock. Oh, by the way, thank you to all of our hosts today, including Desi, who was our host today, all three sessions. And thank you for doing this. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Bishop did two of the segments, and Joe Green, I believe, was the other. Tomorrow, John Gassman will be streaming. And we had a great time. And it couldn't have been done without everybody who was here in the room, as well as those who actually helped put it together. It's a team effort. We had a great time.
Larry, can you do one reminder about tomorrow quick?
Sure. Go ahead.
Just remember, tomorrow is going to be the same Zoom line that we used for
Friday.
Last night's business session. I was going to say Friday night, but I guess that was last night. But it'll be the same yeah. Zoom information that we used last night when we did elections and all of that fun stuff. So remember to use that Zoom line and not this one that you're on right now.
John tells me that Sarah has already sent that link out for the hospitality party. So take a look. You should be receiving it soon, if not already. I guess that's it. We're going to relinquish the room and then what, John? John's waiting for the host. Get out, John. We're not letting you in. Thanks, everybody. We're going to stop and we'll see some of you in a few minutes. Thanks, everybody.